listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The struggle continues for those looking for somewhere to rent on the Limestone Coast, with regional SA's vacancy rate slumping to 0.96% last month. That's 62% lower than pre-pandemic levels, and PropTrack economist Anne Flaherty says there's nothing to suggest these levels will change anytime soon.
It's the combination of very strong population growth, a slowdown in the speed at which new housing is being developed, and the fact that we're continuing to see more property investors selling homes than buying homes that's leading to a reduction in the total number of rental properties.
Phones were down yesterday evening at the Millicent Police Station due to a technical issue. It's unclear whether the problem has been resolved, but SAPOL is assuring us that we can still contact them by calling 131444 or 000 in an emergency. All calls to the Millicent Station have been automatically diverted to the Mount Gambier Station. It might only be March, but it's never too early to think about planning your flu jab. Dr. Louise Flood from SA Health has this advice as cases begin to track higher.
We are encouraging people to get tested if they have flu-like illness and encouraging people to get vaccinated from mid-April to minimise their risk of getting severe disease.
And Youth Week celebrations begin statewide today, including here in the southeast, with the Port Macdonald Community Complex hosting plenty of free activities. Grant District Council's Manager of Tourism and Growth, Rebecca Perkin, says it all begins at 6 p.m. with a free movie night.
People between the ages of 12 and 25 are eligible to come along and join us. Bring their own cushion or beanbag to help create a safe and comfy space and watch Space Jam, A New Legacy.
And briefly in sport, the Mount Gambier Pioneers men and women will be heading to Portland this weekend for a couple of NBL 1 pre-season games.